Cardiff, this is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. It's me, Humaira, again. How are you?
It's been a million miles an hour today and yesterday. How about yourself?
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
It's been a long, but I'm actually, I was expecting your call, so I just got done with a few things. Nice to meet you. How can I help you out today?
Andrew was telling me that you finance equipment and POS systems, I believe, as well. Is that correct?
Well, Bank of Cardiff is part of a group called Excel. They're a restaurant equipment dealer group. We're one of their two preferred financing companies. I actually head up the restaurant equipment finance group, but we're a general lessor and finance company, so we do two types of products. We do equipment financing for all different needs. Like a lot of that is restaurant, point of sale, and construction equipment, actually. And we also do a lot of working capital, which are large unsecured cash loans used for a variety of different purposes. But yes, we do restaurant into kind of, the short answer is restaurant and POS, yes, we do it all day long.
Okay, so basically what I'm wanting to know is how can we get started, because I already have a finance person that I work with, two or three of them actually. So, and we have different locations that we're slowly but surely opening, we're just in need of trying to get, financed. So that's my main purpose of calling today, actually. So what do we need to do to get started? That's kind of what I want to.
So what I'm going to do is I think Andrew told me a little about you, and I'm actually going to work backwards and tell you all the different avenues. And do you have a pen handy to make some notes?
Whatever you are.
So you work with a few people, you said, the way that I work is, it's none of my business who you work with, actually. But just to ask you, do you work with brokers or do you work with direct lenders or both?
All lenders, mainly, and it's mainly lenders, yeah.
Okay. And so I guess the question I would tell you is, you have a lot of different restaurants, correct?
Correct, yes.
How much money are you looking for, or how many different locations need money?
Okay, so each location kind of roundabout hits around $150,000 to kind of get all the equipment in. It's because they're freestanding buildings. They're actually existing buildings, so we're not doing ground up or anything like that.
Okay.
So it makes it a little bit more, it's feasible for us as well. So we hit around $150,000 to $200,000 per store, and we have three stores up and coming right now. And what we preferably like to do is to keep them separate, not combine them into one.
Okay.
So that, for just general purposes, it just keeps the financial things much more easier.
So each, a common owner, but each business has its own LLC or corporation for parent corporation or LLC, is that correct?
So we have three parent companies right now. So what's happening is under those three, we have different locations under them. So, yes, that's kind of how we work.
Okay. And I guess the question is, how many locations do you have, and are they is the DBA the same, or are they different?
Some of the DBAs are the same, and some of them are different. Currently, right now, the ones that I'm seeking out are the ones that have the same DBAs.
Okay.
So, going to be grandees, basically.
Okay. And I'll just ask you a few other basic questions, and then kind of get into what we can offer. I just like to understand, like, from 50 feet what's going on. How long has the oldest DBA been around for?
The oldest DBA has been, that's a good question. That's been open since, I believe, 7 years now.
Okay. And so I'm assuming you guys have a good restaurant group, and you're just wanting to see what's out there in terms of financing, in terms of rates, terms, conditions, what people can offer you, correct?
Exactly, what you can offer us, yeah.
Okay. So there's a variety of different products in the marketplace. I can tell you where we fit in and what we can offer, what's different about Cardiff. I think why people would work with us is there's a lot of what's called app-only programs in the market, which means you go to a lender or a sales company and they say, hey, we really won't ask any questions up to X dollar amounts. And those loan amounts are usually $50,000, $100,000, or $150,000, which enables lenders to basically say, hey, look, we're not going to ask a lot of questions up to $150,000. That attitude often works really, really well, but then sometimes customers hit their limit. So there's two ways that I can assist you. The first way is a full financial package that's really not really taking a look at the business, and is it one owner for all the locations, or how many owners in all?
In one company, for instance, we have one company, Elderham Holdings, we have there's one owner in that. However, we have another company, a sister company, International Restaurant Group, that involves another partnership. which okay. is the owner of the first company. So yeah, so it kind of works that way.
Okay. So yeah. if I was gonna look at the company that, and how many locations are you seeking financing for right now? One or two or multiple?
Right now I'm looking for two.
Okay, and what's the total dollar amount?
The total dollar amount would probably be $300,000.
Okay.
Giving an estimate. I haven't checked the numbers on the second location.
No worries. So about $150 each. Okay. When are you looking to get approved? What's your timeline? And when do you need to order the equipment?
Okay, so what we've done is, we've already kind of, because we work with Andrew all the time in our new stores, so we've kind of already put the order in place. We already have everything in place.
Okay.
Andrew will be kind of bringing that stuff out and everything. We've paid some down payments to him as well. So, because, we just wanted to get it kick-started.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Andrew and I, Mr. Ali is actually the owner of the company, and we all work really well together. We've kind of known each other throughout the process, so there's a lot of trust involved between us. So
okay.
That's why he's not that pushy about the money part of it, but,
You're not going to stiff him.
I'm sorry?
You're not going to stiff him.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah.
Which is huge, which happens to a lot of vendors. He trusts you. I understand.
Yeah. And so, that's why I wanted it. That's why I asked him. I said, do you know anybody? He said, yeah, I know this person. And I was like, okay, I will, get in contact with him. So, yeah, we've already ordered it out, and he'll be shipping that or installing that pretty soon in our locations.
Okay.
So that's kind of how we've worked on it.
I mean, here's what I would tell you and kind of what I would suggest, although I guess the other question I'd ask you is, and none of our conversation really shared with Andrew. I'm not here to, play people against each other, but
right.
I've got a lot of good just so you know a little about me, I haven't really introduced our company. We've been in business 12 years. I've been here for about 9.5 years. Got a lot of good references online. I can send you our Google Plus reviews. But I guess what I would understand is, so you've got two locations, 150 each. Each company has its own holding entity, correct?
Correct, yes.
When you kind of trace the ownership and you work backwards, are these owned by this one individual or both of these individuals? Basically, does it flow through to two owners or one owner?
One is flowing to two owners and the other one's flowing to one owner.
And the two owner transaction, is that a 50-50 split or is that like a 90-10 split?
No, it's a 50-50.
Okay, so this is
so
what I would tell
you. Information too, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different avenues. So here's what I think is available, and I can kind of give you an idea. Option one is just to do a full financial package. You're the CFO of the company, correct?
Correct, yes.
So I guess the question I'd ask you is, you never in our line of business, we would never want to ask for stuff that necessarily hurts the process.
Mm-hmm.
I work with business owners who their tax returns don't necessarily show the strength of the business. Sometimes people are trying to limit income. It's a pretty standard thing. So how do the financials look? Do you guys show that you make money on paper? Are there losses? How do the books look?
Yeah, the books look really good right now. We're in profit. So as far as the financials are concerned, I think you'll have a pretty good good number there for you. I mean, right off the top of the head, off the top of my head, I've been doing crunching numbers since morning, so I don't have that, but I can tell you that, yeah, you'll see good numbers in there.
Okay,
so
there's nothing wrong.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I would suggest, and there's a few ways to look at it. I think underwriting, we can underwrite it as you probably want two loans. The reason why you want two loans, or I would suggest two loans, is because you've got two different legal entities here. And I think crossing them makes things really messy, especially with invoices. It just probably not in your best interest. So
I agree.
Okay. In terms of what are available terms, we offer 2 through 5 year terms. It's usually what's called do you usually do leases or finance agreements?
We have done finance agreements.
Okay. Like an EFA, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. That's what we usually prefer. So it'd be a finance agreement, 2 through 5 years, usually just a first and last payment due at signing.
Correct. And then the processing fee and all that good stuff. I have a question.
Sure.
Go on so that I can kind of... Oh, yeah, here we go. So one of my companies, we've just opened that one in July. So International Restaurant Group, that's the 50-50.
Yeah.
We went in partnership just recently, and we opened up a new corporation. So that is relatively, it's like a little baby right now, if I,
okay.
lack of a better word. And what that, you won't be able to see that much of a hold on that. There is one location under that right now, and
okay.
it's doing pretty well. You'll be able to see P&Ls for that, and I can provide you with that. However, well, there is no tax return on it yet.
Oh, okay. I think how we would attack this deal, so I think what you're referencing is, it sounds like the loans that you have for your current businesses, I'm assuming that the whole idea here is not really the tax ID. It's not the tax ID number. It's the DBA. So the way that I would get your file underwritten is, there's no funny business. The loan would go under your new company, but we would look at the story, and there's a big difference between a startup restaurant and an existing restaurant. So I have a customer right now who's in LA. They have a Korean restaurant, okay? Their DBA is actually even a little different. But just because they have a new holding corporation, we're not saying, oh, well, this is a brand new restaurant. No, we're saying this is a second location. We're linking both businesses, and we just did $270,000 for them. So you have to look at the whole transaction. So probably what I would suggest is, since your books are good, is looking at the full picture, which is 2 years of, and what is my whole picture? It's an application signed by each owner, 2 years of personal tax returns for each owner, 2 years of the appropriate, if each business has been open 2 years, 2 years, and for each business a profit, loss, and balance sheet. We look at the whole thing, understand the transaction, and issue an approval. It sounds like you'd probably want, you know, just to confirm a loan for each business because they're two separate entities. That's how I would kind of attack the file. I guess the question I'd ask you is this. A lot of customers that work with me personally, they're always coming to me, and I like to ask pointed questions because I don't like to dance around subjects. Are you seeking out better rates? Are your current sources kind of capped at a comfort level? Give me some insight if you could, because that'll make the process easier.
Yeah, my current source, just in general, I've worked with him a lot, and he's been really good, but I think they're going in a transition. Something about, I really did not understand the technicalities of it.
Okay.
They couldn't do in-house financing anymore for some reason. So they are kind of going in some kind of a transition, and therefore they were unable to kind of assist me.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of ventured out right now to kind of see, okay, well, you know, until they can get it back to where it was or however they want to do it, let me go to somebody else.
Absolutely. How much did you finance with your previous source, by the way?
Almost $300,000, and I did it $150,000, $150,000 each. So we did
okay.
it like that. Yeah,
okay.
Just like you said, we did it separately. We opened two locations previously, so yeah, that's how
okay.
we kind of did it.
And did you do an app-only program with them, do you know, or did you do a full financial program?
I'm not sure what it's termed as, but I believe it would be a full financial.
Okay, so you're providing tax returns and things of that nature.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think probably what's happening to you, and this is kind of, I've heard of a lot of companies that have actually in the restaurant industry, everyone's kind of everyone's best friend until 50,000, so I can understand the need for more financing.
Yes.
It's becoming pretty prevalent. We get phone calls a lot from people that want to sign up with us as brokers. Mm-hmm. Just so you know about us, we're a direct lender and a syndicator, so we lend our own money. We also work with partner institutions. But mm-hmm. from what you're telling me, you just need someone who actually can understand the whole idea, because
yes.
if your transaction gets done as a startup restaurant, you're going to get $15,000 and hang up the phone. You need someone who can actually understand all the moving parts.
Right, and that's what my previous guy that I was working with, he understood it. It's just he has some constraints right now. And I would love to have somebody else as well, you know, 2-3 people with me that can work on this, because we're going to keep doing this. So, I need people to kind of work with me.
Yeah. What are the annual sales you have, do you think, for all the businesses combined? Or for the two, for like your main, how many locations are there currently, and what are the annual revenues combined?
Okay, so we have 10 stores right now, and I can go corporation by corporation, because just off of my corporations, I remember.
Real quick, are these stores, are these retail, or are these restaurants?
These are restaurants, all of these
okay.
are restaurants.
What kind of restaurants, by the way?
They're Grandy's, and...
Is that a chain?
It's a chain, yes. It's a franchise. And then we also have Golden Chick, and we have Captain D's.
What kind of – is this like fast casual? What kind of food is it?
Fast food. So it's
fast food.
Kind of equivalent – Golden Chick's like equivalent to Popeye's. If you've heard of Popeye's, obviously
yeah.
you have. And Grandy's is equivalent to like Wendy's.
Okay.
Or, not Wendy's, but sorry. I'm forgetting the name. Anyway.
Arby's?
Not Arby's. It's another one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
And are you the original franchisor or no?
I am the original franchisor of Golden Chick. However, Grandy's, Mr. Ali is. So it's a combination of all of us.
So do you currently have franchisees, or is everything done under this? Do you have other people who have used your name and you're selling the name, the franchise rights, or is this just a multi-location? Not just, but or is this multi-location?
Well, we're the franchisee. So we're the franchisee, and then yeah, no, we don't have anyone under. We're the one.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you were saying you were going by store with the sales?
Yeah. So we in one of our locations, well, one of our sister companies, we had almost a 3.5 million on that one.
Okay. So
I'm just right off the top of my head, I'm telling you things right now. And then another one, we had 2 million on that one. So that's 1, 3, yeah. And then on the third one, I believe we did not hit 1 million on that one. I don't remember the exact number. That was a Popeyes, and that was a single one, yeah. So we did not hit 1 million on that one this year, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, and that's, yeah.
So you got about 6 million there. To give you an idea of what our limit is, because we're a lender and a syndicator, the sky's come the limit, but usually where we cap out for long-term debt is usually about 30% of gross sales. So if you combine, if you give me 6 million, I think the cap we'd get there is probably about 1.8 million. And it sounds like, I think one of the things that you're dealing with, and correct me if I'm wrong, is probably going to your traditional bank is something that they're not going to understand this equipment, and it's going to be a very, very long process, correct?
Yeah, and we've tried, and it's very lengthy, and yeah, we kind of steer away from that. And we've been debt free we have not taken out a loan in quite some time. We just recently, when we went into expansion right now, that's when we started doing this. So for the past 7 years, we've kind of just not had anything on us. Everything's been kind of paid for, and we've been running our businesses like that.
Absolutely,
it's very rare for anyone to be able to do that, but we were, and. But we're just expanding, so we need that now.
Yeah, that's a tool here, not a bad thing. It's a tool. I guess it's a tool for you. It's the question I'd have for you is this too. So you've ordered the equipment. Do you lease your properties or do you own them?
We lease it. We sublease it.
Okay. Yeah. And then you mentioned POS. Is Andrew selling you point of sale, or are you getting that from a separate supplier?
It's a separate supplier. Wand Corp.
Wand Corp.
Yeah, Wand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know who that is, but let me ask you a question. Have you put a deposit to them? I know POS sometimes can take a while to make and manufacture and program, especially. Is that something where you've already given them a deposit as well, or no?
I have not given deposit to them yet because I have not ordered with them. I've only got a quote from them.
Okay.
So we're okay on that, and I haven't really done it too much with them yet. And because our opening date is not decided yet, we haven't decided when we're going to be opening, but we're planning to open mid-November.
Okay.
So we still have enough time to kind of get, you know, if we get the financing, then we can get all that other stuff in. So, you know, that's kind of what we're doing. Because I've had instances where I've paid money, and it makes it, I remember my other guy, he used to be like, well, you know, just let me pay it out to the vendor, you know, please don't do an advance payment or do this, because then it just makes things easier when he's paying it out. So kind of got accustomed to doing that for him. But
I think for many finance companies, it's the reason they do that is it's hard for them to, on a legal point of view, and I don't want to know or who you're working with, but for many companies, their system is that once money is paid to the vendor, it's about getting it back and aligning pre-funding.
Right.
For our transactions, that's actually not a huge problem for us. I really never had that issue. I can just explain to you the options. So, like, you getting the money back from Andrew, it's no big deal. It's not a problem. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to shoot you an email with an application. Just so you know, our application asks you for a ton of information. I'm going to include in my email what I need. I don't need all this stuff. All I need is really, on one application, one owner's information. The second application, the second owner's information. What I'd like you to also do is, I'm going to send you what I need, but I also would like you to put kind of, like, how I say is, talk to me like I'm five. Put together maybe one or two paragraphs of this is the address for this location, this is the address for this location, tax ID, and so on, so I can just understand the overview.
Okay.
In terms of turnaround, Usually with just, hey, if your transaction is complex, that's not a bad thing, but usually it takes me about 2 hours to approve a transaction like this. Since there's a lot of moving parts, realistically, I'd say within 48 hours, I should be able to furnish approvals for you, go over all terms and conditions, walk you through all the options, and if everything works, place the order the same day, or after 2 days, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. And then do y'all do the direct deposit into the accounts, or how do y'all transfer? If for instance, I've paid a cash advance or I've given a down payment, and you're not going directly to the vendor, you're having to reimburse me for that. Do y'all do that, or do y'all take it directly to the vendor?
We can do both. My suggestion, though, in this case is, it's a good question. So with the reimbursement, I'm actually doing a reimbursement for a customer who's getting equipment from China right now. So I'm actually very familiar with reimbursements. There's okay. three different types, and I'm kind of, it's overly educational, but it's not a problem. There's three different types of reimbursements. There's an immediate reimbursement, which is you're just paying back you as a customer. What really depends is how long has it been since you've given the money? So I guess, when did you give Andrew any money? When did you give him funds?
It was August 30th.
So there's both 30 and 60 day windows. I think in this case, it really wouldn't matter because you haven't received the equipment, which is really the whole issue. So mm-hmm. we'd probably reimburse you, but if you wanted us to pay the vendor directly, I could also mm-hmm. you can also just send an email and have everyone writing agree, say, to whom it may concern, Andrew, you're going to see a wire for X, but before you see this wire, we need you to confirm within one business day you're sending back the deposit, mm-hmm. and that happens all the time. It's not a huge issue.
Perfect. All right.
Do you have a preference?
No, not really. I just wanted to see what you've had to say about that, so I just was wondering. No preferences here. That makes complete sense. So once you send me this email, I'll be able to kind of look at everything more and then see what I've already written down what you will need, the 2 years tax. But I've had an issue a couple of times with the partner that we're working with him giving his tax returns to me.
Okay, that's an important thing to discuss. So you never want to have obstacles. I guess the question is why?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten down to sitting with him and trying to make him give it to me yet, because in my previous ones I didn't need it. But if it push comes to shove, if I do need it, then that, I just want to talk to you about that. And I'm
absolutely. He's fine signing, correct?
He's fine in signing and being give a guarantee.
Okay.
I think he has an issue with, because he's kind of a silent partner, so okay. it's more of where he's not operational, he's kind of just put in some money, and now he's a 50% partner with us. So.
I understand. So I can explain both avenues, not a problem. These small little things, I appreciate you telling me them. I'm going to ask for it, but if we can't get it, it's not a huge issue. The other thing I'm also going to ask for is what's called a personal financial statement, one for each owner.
Yeah.
So, and you, if I'm sure, it sounds like you already have one on file you've already completed, correct?
I already.
So I'm assuming all the information I'm asking for, you probably send it to your bank so you can just forward it to me in a sense. But with that whole tax return issue, number one, you're not going to lose or win an approval based on that. We can understand those issues. But here's the second thing I'd share with you. Many of the business owners that I've worked with fear sending in a tax return because they think we're the IRS. They think it's going to hurt their loan. I'm a filter, so I'm actually in charge of a huge underwriting team here, but mm-hmm. I have an individual underwriter who works for me. So I'm going to look at your data, and I'm going to get back to you and say, hey, this is a good thing to forward to underwriting, or here's a program to go and walk you through the steps, instead of just saying, click send.
Okay. That makes sense, and I appreciate that. Yeah, because sometimes in this process, you need guidance. Obviously, you guys know on that end what needs to be done, whereas we don't on this end. So it makes complete sense that you...
I think it's more of the experience thing. There's honestly half our industry, people just throw stuff against the wall, and so it doesn't work. But yeah, you need to really understand these transactions. But if you do, it's pretty simple. Last question for you. Who does the install on the equipment? Does Andrew do it? Do you do it? Do you have a subcontractor?
No, Andrew does it. He does the install himself, and he provides us with everything. So he brings
okay. Mm-hmm. And two other pieces of quick question. Attached equipment and furniture, are you getting I can get a quote, or if you have the quotes from Andrew, that's great, but do these include hoods, walk-ins, and or furniture? It's fine if they do. I'd just like to know.
No. No walk-ins, no hoods. This is just plain equipment, and as far as like fryers, ovens, tables, shelving, smallware, batter tables. I'm just throwing things out there for you.
Yeah. General cooking and refrigeration and prep equipment.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Can you give me about 10 minutes to draft an email and fire it over to you?
Sure. And do you have my email address?
I think I do. Give me 1 second.
Now, just FYI, I might be going out of town, and if I'm not around, there's another person with me who works in this department, and he takes care of a lot of things. He might get in touch with you. His name is Salha. Andrew knows him as well.
Okay.
Long story short, he's very aware of everything as well. So we both work very closely together in the sense that whatever I would know, he knows as well. So if, for instance, I'm not available or not around for anything, I will kind of hand it over to him and he will talk to you about it and kind of go through the process with you. So if I'm not around, that's a big if, but usually I am. So.
Okay. Give me a second. All right. Last question for you. When are you ultimately looking to get this done and funded? What is your timeline?
Mid of November. Yes. And that's okay. The latest I would like to go. If anything earlier, that's
I think realistically, you'd probably be funded or we'd have everything wrapped up by Wednesday to Thursday of next week. So you said, do I have your email? Let's take a look. Yeah, this is actually the first time I've had a chance to breathe today. I've got humera.ali@irgroup.us. I've got humze at Yahoo. So I've got Rahum. I've got Talna. Can I just reply to you or who do I reply to?
You can reply. You can reply to you can reply to everybody. So just put everybody on the thing. So it'll be fun.
Do you want me to include Andrew, on all the financing stuff or leave him off?
For now, let's leave him off. And then when the time comes, we'll bring him on board.
Okay, so I'm just going to do all the CCs and remove him. I'm going to send it right now. And then Tala is the other person you mentioned, right?
Yes, he's the other person. And if I, like I said, if I'm not here, if I'm not around, I mean, he's the next best thing. So,
all right, let me draft an email and you'll get in the next 10 minutes.
All righty, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling back. And is this number the best number for you?
It is. It's just I'm kind of overwhelmed every day, which is a good and bad thing. So it's not that I'm avoiding your call. It's nonstop every day.
No, I understand. I'm the same way. So, I completely understand. So I'll be waiting for your email. And if not today, then by tomorrow, you'll have something in your mailbox.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.